The Phoenix Suns begin defense of their Western Conference title tomorrow night. They host the Denver Nuggets in their season opener at Footprint Center. Here to talk NBA with us, more specifically the Suns and some contract stuff, our NBA front office insider from ESPN, Bobby Marks, joins us now on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Bobby, thanks so much for the time. How are you this morning?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. When we got off the air at 10 a.m. Phoenix time on Friday, one of the first things that came across my Twitter feed was the video that you put out kind of previewing the weekend and an article you had coming out on ESPN.com. And in that video, you said, if the Suns don't get Mikal Bridges and DeAndre Ayton locked up to long-term extensions before the deadline, you would term their offseason an F. Well, we know what didn't happen, so explain the reasoning behind that, if you could, Bobby.
Yeah, I just thought if there was a deal to be made, and we saw Bridges over the weekend, you're coming off of a Western, winning in the Western Conference, you're two games away from an NBA Finals, you've got momentum, you basically have seen, I think, a good enough body of work in Eaton as far as to commit to him long-term. The one thing you don't want is hanging over your organization and becoming a distraction as a contract situation. And we'll see what happens with DeAndre Ayton. And when I put that video out on Friday, I mean, the Bridges, I didn't think either were going to get done. Mm-hmm. I thought there was a big enough gap between what Mikal was looking for and what Phoenix was looking for. And look, they came and met in the middle at $90 million, and I thought it's a really good contract for both sides. And, certainly for Ayton, I think, looking for that max number, I think he would have come in and taken 4 years if that was going to be on the table. It wasn't on the table. I thought there was ways that maybe you could have been creative. We saw that Michael Porter Jr. contract where there's some incentives in that fifth year that didn't come to fruition. And I think it's fine. I mean, if Phoenix doesn't see him as a max player right now, you just move on. And now it's just about managing your locker room. And it's Ayton's responsibility to kind of prove them otherwise. And he goes into restricted free agency next year.
All right. What are the, as somebody who has obviously been in front offices, talk about the dangers, because the one thing that the Suns do not control is the emotions of it all and where this might bring a player. When even Landry Shamet gets extended and hasn't played a regular season basketball game in Phoenix, I could see it be very natural for a guy like DA to figure, why am I being left out of this party?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and hopefully today there's a conversation between Monty and James with DeAndre, and they're sitting him down, and, there's nothing that either anyone can do right now. It's something that's going to have to be taken care of, next offseason. I think this is how the beauty of Monty Williams is going to be as far as managing, as I said, the locker room. You've got some veterans there to do so that kind of put this in the past. But we'll see if it lingers or if it creeps up sometime during the year. And I think, I saw a lot of people point out that Landry Shamet contract, he hasn't even played a regular season game and he's already getting paid. I think you have to be a little careful with that. I mean, the last 2 years aren't even guaranteed. Mm-hmm. There's $20 million guaranteed of that. And it's a good contract as far as guy at the mid level. So, half the battle is, controlling what you can do on the court. And then the other half is kind of managing expectations, managing egos, managing personalities. And that's what, Monty is going to have to do right now.
Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, joins us here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. I'm fascinated by this because there's so many different ways to look at it. I don't think necessarily you can look at it in a vacuum and just focus on DeAndre Ayton and ask the question whether or not he is a max player. Because if you do that, there are doubts, considering the other centers that are max players in the league. But when you consider history in the current market, it gets fuzzy. But I'll ask you, in a vacuum, do you believe DeAndre Ayton has done enough in his career to warrant a max deal?
I do. I do. And I look at it in a big picture wise also, not just what he did last year. I just look at a big picture where it could be an overpay right now, a little bit of an overpay, but I just thought the back end, three, four, and five will be below what the max will be at the time. The cap's going to go up. You lock up your core for the foreseeable future. You're right. I mean, we can go through line by line players who have earned max contracts, and I would say 80% of them are max guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how the – I don't think De'Aaron Fox is a max guy. I don't know if Michael Porter Jr. is, you know, guys like that. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, but a lot of it's determined on the player in the market at the time, what the cap situation is, what the team feels about that player in the – you know, is it a buy, you know, stock buy, future stock buy as far as that. But I do think DeAndre Ayton has done enough to warrant that big contract. I just thought if there was any concern from Phoenix's perspective, maybe on the if they're getting stuck with a dead cap hit in the back end, there was ways to be creative as far as what maybe that fifth year.
Sure.
All right. When you look at across the Western Conference with the league, with the association tipping off this evening, how do you stack up the West? Where are the Suns in your pecking order?
I think they're in the tier one with the Lakers and the Jazz. I think I see Phoenix with those three teams right there. And then I think there's some separation just because of the Kawhi injury in L.A. I think with Jamal Murray out with, in Denver when he'll be back, we're not sure. I think Dallas is kind of, in that middle territory here. We'll see what happens with teams like Memphis and, Golden State's the wild card. Certainly they can jump into that tier when Clay comes back. But I'm expecting basically the same as I expected. I don't think there'll be a hangover. I think there's unfinished business as far as with this Phoenix team. You're two games away from winning it all. You basically bring back the whole roster here. They're a little bit thin as far as, with the Sarge injury, they're not carrying an extra 15th man. They don't have an extra, they don't have another two-way guy.
Yeah.
So there's some spots there that you can fill if you need. I see them as a tier one team in the Western Conference with the Lakers and also with the Jazz.
Bobby Marks, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Going back to the Suns situation, there's a convenient outcome for a lot of people from the outside to look at this and say, oh, that's Robert Sarver being Robert Sarver in all of this. But when you look at this, from your perspective, Bobby, does this decision on Ayton in your mind affect how future free agents, players around the league, agents around the league, how they view the Phoenix Suns?
I don't think so. I mean, it shouldn't. I mean, he did go out and commit $90 million to Mikal Bridges and, $43 to Landry. He committed big money this offseason to Chris and Cam. I think if, Phoenix had gone into the offseason and Robert Sarver said, you know what, we made a run, but I'm going to strip it down, then yeah. I think just build around Devin Booker, then yeah. I mean, I think the one thing that you have to be careful with is that eventually, Devin will become a free agent. Hopefully he earns all NBA this year and you can extend him next year. So you're just protecting what the future is going to be. He's a businessman. He looks at it as a business. They are certainly not a luxury tax team this year. They will next year. They will pay the tax with Ayton or without Ayton, just based on how the numbers are going to be here. But I don't think, I know that I get it. I know what the perception is around people, certainly on social media and in the media that they perceive him as, as a cheap owner here. But he's come out. I mean, he's been public with it that he knows that they are going to have to pay the luxury tax here. And if they didn't want to do that, they wouldn't have signed Chris or Cam or Mikhail or Landry. And I think the goal is to get DeAndre done, but it's going to have to wait until next year.
Yeah.
All right. When I take a look at this, I wonder a couple of things about the Suns and blending in new guys and like JaVale McGee and Landry Shamet and all this kind of stuff. How important do you think the lack of downtime, significant downtime for the Suns, the quick turnaround from that extended season to the opening tonight? How concerned would you be if you were in the front office of this basketball organization?
Yeah, I think I'm going to manage minutes, certainly in the beginning. It's not as bad as it was if you were Miami or Lakers from a year ago, got done in mid-October and then had to play in, right around Christmas time. I mean, that was a really quick turnaround here. But you do have, certainly with Chris, I think he's only missed like two games in like 2 years,
yeah,
which is like remarkable here. So I have an eye on his minutes there, certainly. You've got depth with Elfrid Payton. I mentioned Cam. I think that is a little bit of a concern as far as, some of these back-to-backs, the games will add up here. It's a little bit of a better schedule just because it's 82 over a longer time here. But, yeah, I mean, you and Milwaukee were the last two team standings here, and I think you see in Milwaukee they've done a pretty nice job in the preseason managing these guys as far as from a game standpoint. So that's something, you're going to rely on your medical staff pretty heavily here, but it is a concern, probably not a DEFCON 5 right now, but it is a concern because you know, as I always say, you got to get to mid-April in one piece here.
Bobby, great stuff as always. Thank you for always being so generous with your time. We appreciate it.